you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. As Christians, prayer is our lifeline to God, an open channel of communication with the Creator of the universe. And what a privilege that is. But let's be honest, sometimes prayer can feel like a duty rather than a delight. Sometimes we find ourselves reciting the same words over and over again, and our prayers feel dry, redundant, or even lifeless. If you have ever felt this way, today's episode is for you. We are going to explore how praying the Psalms can invigorate our personal devotion. The Book of Psalms is a compilation of prayers, songs, and poems that have been part of Jewish and Christian worship for millennia. Composed under various circumstances, joy and sorrow, war and peace, solitude and community, these prayers offer a full spectrum of human emotion and experience. But more importantly, they help us align our hearts with God's heart. Why pray the Psalms? This is a question that touches the core of our spiritual lives. Let's consider several reasons. Divine words for human lips. The Psalms are inspired by the Holy Spirit, and they teach us God's language. When we use the Psalms in our prayers, we are praying with words that God Himself has given us. When we pray these words, we are aligning our minds and hearts with the eternal truths of God. This is a powerful antidote to the superficiality or vagueness that sometimes infects our prayers. Emotional honesty. The Psalms give us permission to be emotionally honest with God. Praying the Psalms allows you to bring your whole self before God. No need to filter or put up a facade, you can be completely honest with God. The psalmist David himself was transparent before God, and the Psalms provide a model for how to express ourselves to Him. Whether it's joy, sorrow, anger, or peace, the Psalms teach us that God can handle our feelings. In fact, He invites us to cast all our anxieties onto Him. Theological depth. The Psalms are rich in theology. They tell us about the nature and character of God, the problem of sin, the promise of redemption, and the hope of eternal life. As we pray the Psalms, these grand truths move from our heads to our hearts, transforming us from the inside out. When we pray the Psalms, we are reminded of who God is and who we are in relation to Him. This helps to deepen our understanding and relationship with our Creator. Guidance for how to deal with life's ups and downs. Whether you are in a season of suffering, transition, or celebration, there is a psalm for you. When you don't have the words to pray, the Psalms can speak for you. They are a ready-made resource for life's many seasons. Connecting us to the broader community of faith. Remember, these are prayers and hymns that have been prayed by God's people for thousands of years. When you pray them, you are joining a chorus that spans across time and space. You are part of the global and historical body of Christ, unified in worship. The example of Jesus. Let's not forget that Jesus Himself prayed the Psalms. The very Son of God found comfort, expression, and depth in these ancient prayers. If Jesus prayed the Psalms, surely we would do well to follow His example. So, whether you're new to the Psalms or they're already a staple in your spiritual diet, I urge you to make them a vital part of your prayer life. They will enrich your relationship with God, provide a profound depth to your prayers, and guide you through the complexities of life. How do we pray the Psalms? Here are a few approaches to praying the Psalms. As a starting point, use the Psalms to kickstart your prayers. If you're not sure how to begin, open up the Book of Psalms and start reading until a verse or a phrase resonates with you. Use that as your starting point and let the Spirit guide you from there. Personalizing the Psalms. Feel free to personalize the words. For example, when Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," you can pray, "Lord, you are my shepherd. Please provide for this specific need I have today." As a response, sometimes the psalm itself becomes the prayer. Read it slowly, letting each word sink in, responding to God, in the pauses between the verses. This becomes a form of contemplative prayer that can be very enriching. What are some examples of praying the Psalms? In times of repentance, pray Psalm 51. This is a penitential psalm, traditionally believed to be David's prayer for forgiveness, following his sin with Bathsheba. When you need to come clean before God, the words of David, in Psalm 51, can guide you through a genuine process of repentance and restoration. If you're struggling with sin or guilt, this psalm can guide your prayers. Lord, have mercy on me, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. I know my sins, and they are ever before me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, as David prayed in Psalm 51. Do not cast me away from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Use my life for your glory, and help me teach others about your ways. In times of trouble, pray Psalm 91. This psalm is often referred to as the protection psalm, extolling God as a refuge and fortress. When faced with danger or anxiety, Psalm 91 is a fortress for the soul. Pray it to claim God's protection over your life. Make it personal by inserting your name or the names of your loved ones. When praying through this psalm, you might personalize it as follows. Lord, you are my refuge and fortress, just like Psalm 91 says. Today, I'm feeling vulnerable and overwhelmed. Your word says that if I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, I choose to dwell in you today. Keep me safe from harm, both physical and emotional. Just as the psalmist says that you deliver him from the snare of the fowler, deliver me from the traps set by my enemies. Cover me with your feathers. Let your truth be my shield and armor. When you are feeling insecure, pray Psalm 139. Psalm 139 beautifully conveys the idea that God knows us intimately and values us highly. You might pray something like, Heavenly Father, according to Psalm 139, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar. Lord, there are times when I feel worthless, but this psalm reminds me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your thoughts toward me are more than the sand, help me to grasp that and live in the confidence of your love. Let me not run from your presence, but help me to understand that no matter where I go, you are there with me. Thank you for the assurance that I am never alone. In times of joy, pray Psalm 100. And let's not forget the times of joy and thanksgiving. Psalm 100 is an exuberant call to give thanks to God, and it can shape our own expressions of gratitude. Remember, prayer is not about the eloquence of our words, but the posture of our hearts. The Psalms help us come before God, just as we are, warts and all, and that is the beginning of a living, breathing relationship with the Almighty. As you go into this weekend and the week ahead, I challenge you to spend some time praying the Psalms. You might be amazed at how it revitalizes your relationship with God. Father, thank you for the gift of the Psalms, which guide and uplift our spirits. As we see the reflection of Jesus in these ancient words, draw us deeper into a relationship with him. Allow the wisdom contained within these verses to mold our hearts, align our wills, and inspire our actions. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.